Okay, let's jump right into this deep dive. You've given us some really interesting source material today. It's a professional profile for a head of SEO.
That's right. But what's different here, and this is what we want to unpack, is the specific focus. It's all about growth driven by AI and automation.
Exactly. So our mission really is to break down this profile, look at the key experiences, the skills, the achievements, get a real feel for this person's background and what makes them tick.
And right away, from the summary, you see it's not just your standard SEO playbook.
No.
The core idea is integrating this, well, cutting-edge tech, AI, automation, right into how they lead marketing efforts to actually get results.
Yeah, that's the hook.
Absolutely. So the central theme, you could say, running through everything is using smart AI and automation. We're talking intelligent systems, tools to handle the grunt work,
Right.
to basically improve the day-to-day processes and the, well, better results, obviously, especially in search, both SEO and PPC working together, but also smoother operations, lower costs and finding new ways to innovate.
Okay, let's dig into some specific experiences then that really shows this in action. Starting with Clickout Media, this seems like a big one.
Oh, yeah. Huge impact and like really fast. They launched Techopedia.com's, the Spanish site, and they were part of that core team that took Techopedia global, number one in affiliate marketing.
Number one globally, that's huge.
Yeah, revenue and traffic. And what's really interesting is the speed. They built a team, over 25 people, using automation effectively. Look at the numbers for the Spanish site.
Okay.
Zero to over 250K euros in revenue
Yeah.
and zero to 500,000 organic clicks, all in under 6 months.
Wow. Less than 6 months. That's
No.
incredible speed. She has real execution power.
Definitely. Insight execution, scaling content fast. Then you shift gears, look at their time at Entain, working with Brin. Totally different environment.
Right, big corporation, large scale operations.
Exactly. Managing a hefty budget over £2 million a year just for global web SEO. Leading teams, 4 to 15 people spread across different places.
So less building from scratch, more managing complexity.
Precisely. Developing a clear global SEO roadmap, tackling those big, thorny technical SEO projects like crawlability, indexation on massive websites. It shows they can handle significant resources and, frankly, navigate corporate structures.
Okay, so we've got the rapid growth, the large-scale corporate management. What about AEFL? That adds another layer, right? Entrepreneurship.
Yeah, co-founding a digital marketing agency there, directing teams across, well, multiple channels, SEO, CRM, email, PPC, the whole mix.
So broader than just SEO.
Much broader. Plus, leading the digital side for 15 editions of these big international events. It shows versatility, that entrepreneurial drive, and managing diverse projects all at once.
And it seems they don't just do the work, they teach it too. IEBS.
Right. Program director for organic search there. Taught digital marketing and SEO to like over 1,500 students
Yeah.
and got really high satisfaction rates, 98%.
That says something about their ability to communicate complex stuff clearly.
It does, and it ties nicely into their current thing. The profile mentions this consultancy they launched just this year, 2025.
The head of SEO AI automation consultancy, right?
That's the one. Laser focused on optimizing workflows using custom AI and automation. They mentioned specific tools, NNN. Make for automation workflows, relevance AI, voice flow for building custom AI agents.
So directly applying that AI theme to make businesses more efficient.
Exactly. Efficiency and better customer experience.
There are also some interesting kind of diverse background bits mentioned, lecturing at Bayes Business School, teaching socially excluded groups, LGBT Congress involvement, working with the Spanish Blind Society, Red Cross.
Yeah, those pieces add texture, don't they? Shows
Yeah.
broader engagement beyond just the marketing world. Adds, well, a human element.
Definitely. And the technical skills list, it backs all this up.
It does. You see the project management side, agile, scrum, strong communication, leadership, then the specific tools, SEO staples like Screaming Frog, Ahrefs, SEMrush, analytics tools, project management platforms like Monday, Asana, and crucially, that AI and automation toolkit, ChatGPT, Gemini, NN, Make, Zapier, VoiceFlow. It's a real blend.
Yeah. So if we pull this all together, what are the main takeaways for you from this deep dive?
Well, you've got someone with, yes, deep SEO roots, that's
Yeah.
clear, but also someone who's proven they can execute at scale, whether it's that super fast startup growth or managing massive corporate budgets and teams.
Right.
They've got broad digital marketing experience. They seem passionate about teaching and sharing knowledge. And crucially, they have this really clear, forward-looking focus on using AI and automation right now to drive business results.
Yeah, it really paints a much richer picture than just head of SEO might suggest on its own.
Absolutely. It's that combination, the traditional expertise, the varied execution experience, the entrepreneurial bit, the teaching, and that strong AI focus. It's pretty compelling.
So here's something to think about. Given this blend, that deep SEO knowledge combined with large-scale execution and this cutting-edge AI and automation focus, what does this profile maybe suggest about how leadership in digital marketing itself is evolving today? And maybe more broadly, how could these specific skills be applied to solve business challenges that go way beyond just marketing? Something for you to ponder.